Do you notice anything different? We did a little redecorating this week. And upon seeing the murals in the process of installation, one person said to me this week, "Wow, Father, no one is going to listen to you at all. You really don't have to preach anymore." In truth, I do have to keep preaching. It's the law of the church, and my vocation as a parish priest says so. But she did have a point. The building preaches. The beautiful artwork teaches the faith. The beautiful works of art proclaim the gospel of God. Look at the windows. Go ahead, look at the windows. There are 24 of them. 24 saints, and each has a story. There are 12 men and 12 women. We have apostles, bishops, priests, deacons, holy men, holy women. We have the nuns and the virgin martyrs closest to the altar. There are 24 saints. In John's vision, in the book of Revelation, there are the 24 elders who surround the throne and cry out, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. Because of your will they came to be and were created." The 24 saints in the windows surround us, just as the 24 elders surround the throne of God in heaven. Therefore, as the letter to the Hebrews says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of our faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." Look to the angels that surround the crucifix. Hear the words again from the letter to the Hebrews. "You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel." We see the angels in festal gathering, and you are the assembly of the firstborn. We are surrounded by the saints and protected and directed by the angels. Now look to the Lamb. Hear again from the book of Revelation. "I looked again and heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing.' Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in the universe, cry out, 'To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever.'" The Lamb is at the center of the city of God. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. The Lamb is the temple of the city of God. Now look to the baptism of Jesus. See the ministry of John and the presence of the Holy Spirit. See the waters that seem to overflow from the mural into our own baptismal font. Remember the voice of the Father, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Look to the mural of the baptism of Jesus and remember that Jesus claimed you in the waters of baptism. And we climb from River Jordan to the mountain of Tabor. Look to the transfiguration. See the unveiled glory of the Lord Jesus. See Moses, the giver of the law, and Elijah, the prophet, in the presence of him who is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets.
See Peter, James, and John in awestruck wonder. Remember the voice of the Father. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. When you look to the mural of the Transfiguration, remember that Christ, who called you in your baptism, calls you to join him in glory. In both murals, we hear the voice of the Father proclaiming Jesus as the Beloved. And each of us is the Beloved of the Father in him. Surrounded by the saints and directed and protected by the angels, the building preaches one simple message. The building preaches, Beloved, come to the supper of the Lamb. Amen.